This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I bundle up because it's cold out there, but we share some of our favorite memories from Haymarket Pub and Brewery. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley.
I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And man, this new year is going great. So much beer happening. I'm digging it. How's it got for you?
Well, we got a full taste of winter this week, sure, probably for the first time in a long time. But I'm digging it, man. I'm having a great time.
Right, because you know? You're hunkering down with your bar set up at home.
Oh, man, I just got a killer bar. Killer vintage bar, man. Drexel serving bar from like the 70s. And it's that real wood. Not like that wood you see, like, you know, if you go to your bathroom and, you know, the wood that's connected to your mirror.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of plywood. Now, this is like real, big chunks of wood. It's really nice.
That's what you need in the winter. You need like a good home bar set up. Yeah. You can either, you know, just make drinks for yourself or invite people over and be like, yep, guys, we're just drinking here. It's too cold. I can't leave. I'm not leaving the house. You can come over here if you want, but this is what's going on.
And you keep your shoes on. I got no carpet, man.
Nice.
Keep your shoes on, man. Come drink.
All right. I can take you up on that. So on Chicago Beer Pass, we're always talking about events we went to, when we do make them to events coming up, and then what beers we're drinking. And we're always drinking something new here, usually something local. And this week we have the Pipeworks and was it Bumblebee Games?
Yeah.
Or Gumble Bear Games, right?
Yeah, the font on here is a little tricky. Gumble Bear Games.
And this is, they're the makers of the Killer Queen game. So this beer is called Killer Queen.
Yeah.
Have you ever played the Killer Queen game at Logan Arcade?
I have not. Okay. So it's a, is it pinball or?
It's a five player versus five player game. Uh-huh. It's giant. There was only three of them. I think there might be more now, but it's very cult following game and some pretty intense people play.
Yeah, like LARPing, like that or?
No, it's a video game.
Oh, okay.
It's a game where basically you're trying to collect the berries on screen. Someone's like the queen and you have different the other four people are, maybe they're like attackers or foragers kind of thing. I'm very simplifying the game the couple times I've played this because people are intense. And if you're not playing it well, they're like, get out of here, man. Like, it's expensive play too because it's like $1 a game. So they just have dollars and quarters up there. Like, people are throwing them up there because they're like, I'll pay, chip in, keep going, next round. And like they're like, we need one person on our side. We need another person. So.
And then when people aren't playing well, they're like, yeah, man, you're not doing too great.
So have you ever played before? Like, come on. It's like, dude, I don't know. I never played before. What do you want?
Oh, man. So this is the beer they made with Bumble Bear. It's 9.5% Imperial IPA with honey and blueberries.
Yeah. That blueberries are fun in here. Like, it is a sweet beer. But the blueberries add like this like kind of tartness to it.
Yeah, it's got a nice bouquet, and then they're playing up those fruity hops with actual fruit, just kind of amplifying what was there in the first place. Yeah, I dig it, man.
Yeah, so I would recommend playing Killer Queen. Go to Logan Arcade.
This is my first time hearing of this right now.
Okay, it's over on what? Western and Fullerton? Is that right? Western Fullerton. Right over by the Quenchers.
Yep, right across the street from Quenchers.
So, yeah. Always a good beer selection there as well. So lots of good games to play, and Killer Queen is one of them.
Hmm.
So fun beers from Pipeworks. I'm always impressed by their bombers, and I saw this at, I think, Whole Foods or Binny's, and I was like, I got to pick this up.
Yeah, because we've had the new and improved six-packs on the show, but this is the first time since they've opened the new facility that we're seeing the original format. The bomber,
unique bomber. So well, that's cool. Well, we'll sip on this. It's pretty big beer. It's tasty. Did don't know if we made it to anything. We were talking on the pre-show, and we got lazy with the snow happening.
We chilled pretty hard there.
Right? Like, whew, I was like, after the new year and all the birthday and drinking, I was like, whew, all right. Yeah. This week, had to catch up back on work, get it back in gear. And I didn't make it out to any of these great events that we talked about last week.
No. Same here, man. I'm right there with you.
All right. Well, this has been a great show. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Oh, man. What are we, 4 minutes in? That was quick.
But tonight is the Haymarket 5th anniversary party.
Yeah.
And because of that, like we're talking about, we talked about it last week. And we don't want to say like, oh, make sure you go because it's over by the time this episode goes up.
Right.
And we don't have a live studio audience here.
Yet.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about like, do you have a favorite moment or a favorite time at Haymarket that you would like to, you know, remember, or like just the 5 years of going there? You've probably drank many of pints.
Yeah, man. I really love Matthias. They're big badass with double IPA. I love Defender. I actually saw a really cool video on your blog today where it was like these stages of, you know, the raw space and then like a 5 minute clip until every couple weeks until the place was open, basically.
Yeah, so I posted in 2010, Ken Hunnemeter and I shot 7 updates over the course of, I believe, like 10 months of the stages of Haymarket. Like, the dates kept changing when it was opening, but it was the raw space into the kitchen being put in, into, like, here's the tanks, and it was pretty neat. I think I retweeted that on the Chicago Beer Pass Twitter, so check that out.
It's pretty cool, and it's a unique space with regards to, like, the way the brewery's laid out, because, like, you know, you're basically walking down a hallway, and he's got all these glass doors, and each door is a different part of the process. The brew house is separated by glass, and then there's this next door with the fermentation room, and then the serving room.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. If I had to pick one Haymarket memory, well, that's our flagship stop on the brew bus. Like, all the other stops change.
Okay.
But every week, we the last stop in the morning stops at Haymarket. The first stop in the afternoon always leaves from Haymarket.
Oh, nice.
And everything else rotates. But we did this documentary with BeerFX and with Mark Scala, and it was for FOBAB. It was FOBAB's 10th anniversary. So, you know, we went to like 6 different breweries. We were on location all over the place.
Okay.
And one of my favorite moments was in the basement at Haymarket, where you're sitting down with Pete, you know, the guy who founded FOBAB. That was pretty cool. And then we also sat down with Jeff Sparrow, who I believe is like one of the partners in Haymarket. And he was talking about all these wild beers, and he was talking about how, like, you know, Pete was doing FOBAB, like, for his friends, like, in his house before FOBAB started, you know, with all these beers from Rock Bottom. So getting the history of it from the very beginning is probably my favorite moment. And that was actually probably the most content we got for the store, that documentary was at Haymarket.
So, oh, cool.
Because we got the two of those guys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There's been a few nights where I know Pete has brought people down to that cellar, or even like, I think we shot a Hopcast down there with him talking about aging beers and like, do not do that kind of thing.
It's a really funky space because the ceilings are only like barely like 6.5 feet, it feels like, right? Like, they're really low. Yeah. And that's the first time I really heard somebody break down how the barrel affects the beer. Like, you know, hey, you put it in a barrel for 3 to 4 months, it's going to be really boozy. But, you know, you let it sit for, like, that 6 to 8 month period, now you're talking, like, these vanilla and coconut flavors, and that takes place, you know, after a certain month in the barrel.
Nice.
Yeah. That's always a fun place, the front bar and the back bar, the drinking and writing theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right downtown. Yeah. It's a cool space.
I think my favorite memory, if I had to pick one, would be the time that Maeve and I brewed 2 Hoppy Hearts.
There you go, your wedding beer.
Yeah, we brewed a wedding beer at Haymarket. I believe Pete was there for some of it, but David and
Jana
were there, and drinking and writing.
Steve.
I'm blanking on like, too many people. Everyone's so great there. Yeah. I can't remember everyone's name.
Yeah.
But brewing that beer, 2 Hoppy Hearts, it was almost, our thought was we liked Matthias a lot.
Yes.
And we like red ales, but Matthias is too big for a wedding beer. So we wanted like kind of a Amarillo red ale.
Okay.
That was kind of what we wanted. Amarillo hops are fantastic.
Yeah.
So that was what we did.
I remember that. It was like a low alcohol, big flavor. It was like a 4-something% beer, right?
Yeah, because we dry hopped it too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's gotta be cool.
Yeah, so that was a fun experience. You know, shoveling mash out of the tank and cleaning all that up. Yeah, that's right? Not fun, but you really like when you go, if you've never brewed or hung out with someone who's done it all day, like it takes a long time.
It's an intense process, man. It's an all day thing. Yeah. Yep.
And like you're not just hanging out drinking. It's like, oh, they, you know, they got other stuff to clean, and it's like, okay, well, hang out for like 30 minutes and then we'll be back to check on this. Yeah. And it's like, oh, I can't really do anything for 30 minutes, especially if you don't work there. So it's like, I don't know, I'll sit here.
Right.
But yeah, that was a fun experience. And I know we went like the Haymarket, those 7 series we shot.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Haymarket on the first Bike the Breweries.
Okay.
And this was, they weren't even open. No. We rolled our bikes into Haymarket, like yeah. through the big open doors in the middle. And they just opened them up and we brought our bikes into Haymarket.
Yeah.
And everyone got a little tour. I don't even remember if they had beer or how we had beer, but we had some beer there.
Yeah.
So yeah. Pretty funny.
Yeah, I remember one of their first nights, the very first day they were open, I don't think they had their beers yet. And then they didn't even have a sign on the door. They just had this glowing, like, Founders, like, yeah. What do you call that? Those kind of signs.
They opened the neon Christmas signs. Or New Year's Eve, right?
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. So yeah. You could go in there. I know a couple people who were there, and, yeah, they just had guest taps on.
Yeah, yeah. And it was one of the last times I saw CBS. KBS and CBS were on. It was one of the last times I saw it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Pretty fantastic space. Yeah, if you can go there, go check it out this week because, you know, all the stuff they're tapping for the anniversary party or the 5th anniversary, like, it's going to be good. It's going to still be on. Probably, like, some Matthias, of course. A lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, the flight, they're doing the barrel-aged Indignant, you know.
Oh,
you can
okay.
get to taste it over, you know, from 4 months all the way up to 2 years, you can get a flight of those, you know, and one from each, you know, each one spent a little longer in the barrel.
Cool.
Yeah. So, along with a ton of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And good food there.
So. Yeah. I like that place.
Yeah. So, go for dinner or lunch. I wish our recording space used to be closer. I like our new studio, but being near Haymarket was nice.
Yeah. It's true.
Well, that's awesome. Since we don't have much else to talk about that we did, should we just jump into what's on the calendar for this coming week?
Yeah, let's dive right into it. So Haymarket's 5-year birthday. Then also on January 13th is Battles Are for Wieners. So it's a showdown between Spiteful Brewing and Half Acre.
So this is Wednesday, January 13th.
Yeah, Wednesday, okay. January 13th at 5 p.m. So the two of them are going to do battle. It's going to be on the Half Acre side, it's going to be Big Hugs and Double Daisy Cutter.
Okay.
On the Spiteful side, it'll be Malevolence Chocolate Caliente Stout and the Messenger IPA. Yeah,
okay.
Beck is going up at Rockwell at 5 p.m.
5 p.m. Okay.
Yeah, and that's Wednesday. And then Thursday, the 14th, is a Northside brewery event up at Jerry's in Andersonville.
All right.
They used to be known as Jerry's Sandwiches, I think. Now they're just Jerry's, I think, right?
Yeah, I think same thing with the Wicker Park one. They just went Jerry's Andersonville, Jerry's Wicker Park.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They're getting together some of their favorite Northside breweries for a special, you know, camaraderie event. A lot of the brewers are going to be there. They're going to be hanging out. Metropolitan, Off Color, and Half Acre are the primary ones.
Right.
So they're going to have some pretty cool stuff on. Cherry Generator and a Firkin from Metropolitan, along with three other Metro beers. Scurry on Nitro, Dinosmores from Off Color, and two other beers from them. And then a special Firkin of Big Hugs with... Big Hugs and Chocolate Camaro is the Firkin. Sorry.
Okay.
Chocolate Camaro with vanilla and toasted coconut in the Firkin.
Okay, nice. Yeah. So is it just those three breweries, or is it like a whole bunch of other Northside ones too, like Beguile and...
I feel like they could have done more Northside breweries. You know, we were talking about Alarmist, Beguile, you know, goes on and on, Dry Hop. You could have done a lot, but it looks like it's just going to be these three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Still, Jerry's another great place to eat and drink at. Like, I love... going to the Wicker Park one.
Yeah, I was up in Andersonville the other day, man. They've got a full candy shop up there. Like, Candiality. Like, every candy you've ever had as a kid. I just freaked out when you walked in. It was really cool. Right down the street from this place. Yeah, that's Thursday. Also on Thursday, the Sedgwick Stop is hosting their Bourbon County party.
Oh, okay.
So they held out, man.
Man, these random people, like, just like, hey, we still got it. Don't tell anyone.
We got it. Yeah, they're waiting until everyone else leaves. So it's right off the Sedgwick Brown Line. It's a bar called the Sedgwick Stop, basically like North Ave.
Okay.
And North Ave near Halsted. So they're going to tap BCS Coffee, Barley, Wine, and Prop from this year.
Cool.
And then they'll have some bottles of some vintage stuff as well. So 13 and 14 BCS Vanilla from Vanilla Rye from 2014.
Nice.
And then they'll have bottles of Rare for sale. Yeah, Rare and Prop. Prop,
but you'd have to drink it there, probably.
It's probably on premise.
Okay.
Yeah. Regal Rye and Prop will be $45, and you can buy a Rare and drink it on premise for $125.
Okay. I don't know if you have this in the news, but the infected or...
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
You know? But yeah, did you see that going around that it's not necessarily infected, they're saying, but there's off flavors in barley wine and coffee.
Yeah.
And I believe Goose Island is giving refunds to people. Yeah. I don't know if you have to give them the bottles or you're giving them
the
receipts.
Like what do you have? Yeah.
Right, because you're like, I drank mine like last month. It wasn't good. I don't know.
That beer sucked. yeah. You get your money back. You don't get anything for waiting in line for it, but you do get a refund.
All right. But do you have to have... I'm just wondering, do you still have to have the beer?
Right. Like, how do they prove that they bought it? Or is it just like an honor system thing?
I don't know.
I'm guessing if it is an honor system thing, and it's probably a strict cutoff at X number of customers.
Maybe.
Like, sorry, bro, we already refunded like 300 people.
I guess. Yeah. So I think it's a tough... I'm sure not a lot of people take advantage of that. A lot of people are probably like, I drank it. It was fine. I don't know where the receipt is. And like, but there's people that sat on it and be like, oh, crap. Like, I was hoping to drink this with some friends later, and now it's not
good.
Yeah,
now it tastes like tart cherries.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be coffee. Yeah. Right.
So that's a little disappointing, but I think they're doing good for their customers.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And that's it for Thursday, man. Saturday, the 16th, the folks over at History on Tap are doing an event called Cooler by the Lake.
Okay.
So this is actually a road trip, man. They say Lake Michigan has inspired countless journeys and adventures, so they're going to take one of their own. So they're going to it'll be a history tour that starts in Chicago and then talks about the importance of Lake Michigan, and then it'll hit three breweries all throughout the Great Lakes area. So they'll go to Greenbush up in Michigan, New Oberfalls in Indiana, and then Blue Island in the burbs of Illinois.
Okay.
The burbs of Chicago, Illinois.
I think New Oberfall?
New Oberfalls.
I've never heard of them.
I remember them on the underground beer circuit. I guess they're up and running as pros now. Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know where they are specifically in Indiana.
But yeah, I've been to Greenbush. Did they expand or they bought a space across the street or something?
Greenbush
like that.
Did?
Yeah.
I've never been to Greenbush.
Because it's pretty small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here when you go to that place, Sawyer, Michigan, it's like walking into Lake Mayberry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then Blue Island, I still need to make it to. That's a Brian Shimko's brewery that, seems to be like they're doing well.
Yeah, same here. I've never been either. The day is going to end at the Hopsmith Tavern for a tap takeover of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin breweries. A portion of the proceeds go to the Alliance for the Great Lakes. And it's basically an all-day road trip where you get brewery tours. You'll get pizza at Blue Island, and then you'll get beer when you get back. And it's a $90 ticket for an all-day road trip through the Midwest there.
I think that's a pretty good deal.
That sounds pretty solid.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're going to Michigan and Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your NSA Street Tour. If I was off and I had $90, I'd probably go on that.
I just had $90 laying around. I'm like, all right, yeah, here we go. This was just sitting on my shelf. No big deal. Then also Saturday is a stout tap takeover at the Beer Bistro. Mm-hmm. Man, Ken was telling me a story at the Beer Bistro. You know how they do that Christmas. Ken Huntermeter from the Hopcast was telling me, like, he went there.
12 beers of Christmas or something,
yeah, he went there before New Year's and drank all 12 beers in one night.
Oh, you know.
You're not supposed to be able to do that.
Right.
People, like, that's not what you're supposed to do.
For some reason, I'm not surprised up completely that Ken was the one to pull this off.
So he did that. So Bob always has really fun tap takeovers and tap lists going on. So on January 16th, all 20 of their draft lines will have stouts flowing.
Yeah.
Does that include, like, didn't they used to only have, like, a PBR line? Like, they kept it just, like, that was on draft. Yeah. Like, that one never changes.
Right.
I wonder if that's getting replaced, too.
Yeah, right.
I don't even know if they have that anymore.
I don't either. They might have it at the original one, but at the new one, maybe they don't. Or yeah. The newer one.
But this is at the original.
Oh, okay.
Beer Bistro on, Madison? Oh, no, this is Beer Bistro North, sorry.
Okay.
Whew. I'm all confused, yeah. So this is Beer Bistro North. All 20 of their draft lines will have stouts flowing. Mm-hmm. And this includes KBS, Alesmith Hawaiian Speedway Stout. Mm. I never had the Hawaiian Speedway Stout.
Me either.
Is it like pineapple, I guess? Or
Spam.
Spam?
No,
or
I don't know.
Pake?
Oh, yeah, that tuna. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Big Hugs, Bell's 30th, Four Hands, Absent the Light, BB Bourbon County Stout. And the Oscar Blues 1050 and more. Like,
I bought some 1050 in the store this weekend.
Okay.
It was a 4-pack. $17 for the 4-pack.
What? Where were you? Were you at like some mom and pop corner store?
Well, I was at Foremost, right? You know, by Rev, Milwaukee. Huh.
That seems expensive.
I thought so too. But I've seen it at that price point more than one place.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe that is the price point.
It's just odd.
Okay. I think. And then they also say they'll have bottles of Regal Rye as well. Mm. Man, Bob gets a lot of good beers.
That he does.
Yeah, he knows how the system works. He knows the people to talk to, the babies to kiss.
Yeah, you know, he knows the system.
So check that out. That's over at the Beer Bistro on Fullerton. Anything else happening on Saturday?
No. Oh, the new Arbor Falls Brewing in Indiana is in Griffith, Indiana.
Griffith.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that helps. Not like we know where Griffith is.
Griffith is, so yeah.
But that's where it is.
All right.
Yeah.
I guess it can't be that far, right? If they're going to Greenbush, Griffith, and then like Blue Island, like that seems like a small little circle.
You would assume it's northeast or northwest Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like they're going down to Bloomington or something.
Right.
All right, cool. Anything happening on Sunday then? Or the rest of the week?
No,
that's it?
It's a short week.
Oh,
man.
My gosh. What are we doing? We are letting,
oh, man.
We are letting the people down.
We got a solid episode.
All right. Well, you're already out of beer here. Any beer news? Don't even have any beer news?
This is probably our quickest episode ever.
We're just in and out.
It's a slow period. You know, this is a valley. You know, mm-hmm. We have plenty of peaks. But yeah, we're hitting the valley here. 22-minute mark.
What's usually the big festival that kicks off kind of like, I guess, beer festival season? Is it Stout? It's not Stout Fest. It's not even.
I would say Dark Lord Day.
Dark Lord, is that
I would say
April?
Dark Lord Day in April. Stout Fest is usually like around St. Patty's Day, maybe like a week before or after.
Yeah, I feel
so
like.
That's March. There's the Polar Beer Fest up in, Rock Bottom downtown.
Did that already happen? Or?
No, it's coming up next month.
Oh, okay.
This late next month, though, like the 25th, something like that.
That I feel like is, it's like there's no beer festivals around, and that's usually pretty busy. That's
Cider Summit. Is at Navy Pier. That's also in February.
Okay. So February kind of kicks things off.
February gets back in. Kaiser's doing that coffee beers thing.
Okay.
At, was that Thalia Hall? Thalia Hall?
Yeah. Uppers and Downers?
Uppers and Downers. Yeah. The coffee beers thing. Yeah. Uppers and Downers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Brewpub Shootout is coming up.
Brewpub Shootout.
That's 2 weeks away. I'm going to that. You going to that? It's probably a Saturday.
It's probably a Saturday. If it wasn't on a Saturday, I'd totally go. That's one I've always wanted to go to. That's one of the few I've never been to.
Yeah, that's what Maeve and I were thinking this year. We'd never been to Brewpub Shootout, so we're part of the Beer Society members. So we pay in, and we want to support this community and everything. So we get the letters, and we're like, let's just go this year.
I want to say last year that Floyd's won it all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Ken was also saying like Goose Island is not allowed to be there anymore.
Really?
They could be there.
Well, they've got two breweries and a kitchen at the Clybourne location.
Right. I think they were kind of like, yeah, there's like other people. Because they would win with like Sophie and Julian. And
I hear that.
Well, that's not fair. I'm just like, I'm Bob's Beers, and I can't compete with that.
Oh, man.
That's a spinoff for Bob's Burgers show right That's there. Funny. Bob's Beers. Yeah. He opens up a new location.
The Naperville Ale Fest is also in February. That's on the 27th. Naperville Winterfest. That's what that is.
Okay, so February, I feel like, or January, sorry, everyone who listens to the show and, you know, supports this show, January is going to be a little rough.
Yeah.
It's cold. We got snow now. We're not making it to much.
Yeah.
But we're drinking.
We are drinking. Yeah, I remember speaking of Brewpub Shootout, I know Courtney from Revolution. She won that event 3 years in a row with a pastry dish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. We sat down with her after the second win and going into the third win to talk about, hey, you're back-to-back champion. What are you going to do this year, Courtney? You know, we sat down at Rev, like, upstairs, like, in the middle of the day, like, called off work and everything and hung out at Rev at, like, 10 in the morning.
Oh, nice.
Which was pretty cool. That was all for the Brewpub Shootout, yeah.
Very neat. All right, I'm excited for that event. I got a wedding this weekend coming up at Emporium Logan.
Oh, wow. That ought to be good.
So that should be interesting. I'll report back on that. Like,
yeah.
I'm not sure how the beer situation is going to work out because it's all cans. Is it all free game? I'm going to drink 10 Vitti all night.
All day.
Once I found out that it's a 17.99 four-pack, 10 Vittis. Keep them coming. I hope he doesn't listen to the show.
It would be the one time to do it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. It's a sipper, though. You can't shotgun that. Oh, you could, but.
I don't know. If you're PK. I think PK could do it.
There's the bar has been set.
All right. I'll report back on that.
Right on.
Well, we're just rambling on and filling time here. But, Nick, how can people find you, get in touch, you know, when we're not recording this?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. You know, getting better about letting you know, like, what beers we're drinking, other events that coming up, or just retweeting things that some of the local breweries are talking about.
Yeah. So
check that out. And then our Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. Nick and I both post photos there. You posted that super expensive bottle of whiskey, right?
It was like cognac.
Cognac.
Like that 1738.
Okay.
Yeah, for like $2,000 at fucking Jewel.
All right, yeah. So check that out because we post a lot of events there that we do mention on the show, but then other ones we don't get a chance to mention too. So it's a good place just to like grab links and like, hey, okay, let me. I feel like Facebook's a good like calendar place. Like, okay,
I agree.
It lets you know like, hey, you had an event coming up. I was like, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God you told me, Facebook. So check that out at /Chicago Beer Pass. And then our website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes and Stitcher. And we have the video version going. You can check us out. Right now it's just like basically almost a live feed, like a security camera of us talking.
Yeah, right.
It's not super interesting, but we'll work on getting some more graphics and some other things going on soon. Let's check that out. And that's going to do it for, I think this is episode 109
Chicago
Beer Pass. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.
And or watching. Cheers.